My time.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, my pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a few young band down in Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby.
Rather abruptly there, but never mind. Okay, not the full song. For some reason, I must have over-edited that or something, I don't know. Very strange. All right, so here we are once again. It's a Tuesday evening, and we said last night that we didn't know whether we had a show for you or not, because Tuesdays is kind of a mixed up night. It's a night where we share, and my guest this evening can't always be with us every week, and this is why we share the night with another reader there. So we're very fortunate to have Bryn back with us this evening, and I'm going to find out if my microphone's working now, because we seem to be having a little bit of trouble with it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Ken. This is Bryn here.
You can hear me okay, Bryn, yeah?
Yeah. How are you doing?
Right, because the microphone was playing up before the start of the show.
Okay.
Strange reason. But we're here. We've got this stuff. Okay, we've got some Beach Boys music lined up for you in the show this evening, there, ladies and gents, and that was Kokomo. One of the last things they did formally together, but they're still going, strangely enough. And I believe they're still too, but I don't know. Okay. All right then. Let me see where we are. Holly.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, Holly. This
How are
Brent.
You?
How are you? Okay. How can I help you today? Or maybe I can just see what's around you. I'm usually better with specific questions, but I'm going to give it a go to see if I can just pick up what comes, all right? So.
Yeah, sounds great.
Let me try this for you, Holly. Okay, what's going on, Holly? So, Holly, I feel that there's a good, I want to say, it feels like a very good positive energy around you at the moment. I feel that there's something that almost like you're expecting or banking on that you've put out there. And there's maybe one or two people around you that are very supportive of it, that are sort of giving you encouragement to kind of go for it. They're kind of and they're giving me a symbol of you, of these people, like they say, like they have your back, okay?
Yeah.
And they want to encourage you. It's like it's like for you, I feel that whatever this is, you're kind of taking very good, deliberate, slow steps forward on this. But I see that there's going to be like, it's almost like I feel like smoother times are coming for you. I kind of feel like, I think this has been for a lot of people lately, that it's kind of a slowdown or a kind of stutter step. But I feel as we get into, say, like, oh, April, May time, where Holly is, I feel there's like a go-ahead. There's like middle of April into the end of April, there's almost like a smoother traction for you. Whatever this project is or whatever you've been banking on, I'm not quite sure what it is, and these people that are behind you, supporting you, it's like they're there, and like I say, from your part, you're taking these kind of baby steps, but that's good. It's not like a time almost, I feel, for you to take big jumps. It doesn't feel like that. Does anything resonate with you on this?
I don't know if we're talking about a man or if we're talking about a job.
Let me see. Let me get more specific. Is this a relationship for Holly or is it a job? You know, it's almost like a combination of both that are coming together. I feel like I don't feel too, I don't feel one non-inclusive of the other. You know, I feel, in a sense, I feel there's more energy about the job. The man thing is a kind of slower project. It feels, I might be wrong, but that's what I'm feeling. But I feel like the job for Holly, I feel it's like I get the word fruition coming in April this month, especially around the end of April into May, the job situation. And I do like these people around you that are supporting you. Let me see if anything else I can pick up for you. Let's see. what's surrounding Holly at this time. Is there a book that you're... In the beginning, I was feeling this book like you either reading or studying or maybe going to write, or you do some kind of writing.
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel that there's this book around you, and it's like something that you've been working on, and I'm not sure if it's like a book you're reading or it's something that you've been doing, but
it's both.
Okay, because that's very much in the foreground. I think there's a lot of passion behind this. There's a fair amount of passion you have for this, and what they're telling me about the book is that you're going in the right direction. It's almost like there's a part of it that's kind of creating itself. It's almost like you're in co-partnership with this book. In a way, it feels like a channeling. There you go. Like there's a channeling aspect to this that comes to you, because I feel you in a kind of meditative state, and with this book, the words come, and I think sometimes you get pictures. I think you get visualizations, like little glimpses, like little kind of shots of scenes. There you go. It's a very strong energy, because it was like with me in the beginning of this reading, and I didn't mention in the beginning, but let it go somewhere else, but I came back to this. And so I feel with the book, they want you to continue. Let me see the evolution of this. Okay, the evolution of Holly. Evolution of Holly in this book. Well, they're telling me there's more writing to come. More writing to come.
Yes.
It's almost like the more you do this, the more your channel is opening up further. And I think as the year goes on, it's gonna grow wider. You know, it's kind of go have more kind of a breadth to it. So it's almost like every time you do it, it's like, you know, when you go to the gym, you exercise the muscle, and you get it, you know. So do you have any specific questions, though?
What do you see for Brian and I?
Okay, let's see, Brian and Holly. I get the word steady. I get the word steadiness with you, Holly and Brian. I feel there's some hurdles along the way. I feel there's been some hurdles.
Yep.
There's some hurdles that you've conquered, is the word I've heard. Like there's some hurdles that you and Brian have gone through. But it's almost like I feel him very, he has a very grounding sense to me. Like when I think of Brian, there's a kind of groundedness that attracts you to him. And I feel, if I were to say, okay, if I put you, Holly, and Brian into the future together, I hear keep going. It's funny because they say there's kind of a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, sometimes you feel like you're in a tunnel with it, but you come upon these little windows of light. But they gave me the phrase like a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, so the tunnel can be kind of hurdles that you've been going through. You know, learning experiences of being in this relationship with this man, right? You know, and vice versa. So it seems like a go-ahead for me. I feel a good energy between you, Holly, and Brian. it feels nice to me. It feels comfortable. It feels, a prosperous feeling to me. Yeah, so that's what I came with that.
1 minute.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, we have a minute left. Let's see if I can get anything in these next few seconds. Okay. Okay, what else is surrounding Holly here? Just trust. Trust that you're making the right steps. You know, it's kind of a generic guidance, but it's like, you know, trust that you're going, that's the words I heard, trust that you're going in the right direction. Keep the faith. It's good that you have these friends that are with you, kind of, they're kind of putting their hand on your shoulder, you know, on the back there.
Yeah.
And so that's what I have for you today.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Nice talking to you. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, you know, I know Bryn only started with us like just over a week ago now, 2 weeks ago actually. Because we skipped a week in with Bryn.
I'm sick. I had a fever and cold and I just wasn't feeling very good.
But, you know, I'm sensing that you've found your shoes, mate. You know, you because that was wonderful to listen to there. And
thank you. I wanted to dive in and just, you know, see what I got. So
well, let you just let it go. You know, it's the same. I know Tina was actually reading there last night. And Holly was there for us the other night and did some readings for us. And then Tina mentioned something about a lady that was going through pretty much the same as myself. When I come on there some time ago, when I used to do readings, I could never get the confidence, you know. I think what it is, when you do an emotional reading, you can't handle that emotion, you know. That was the thing for me. I just could not handle the emotion of it, you know.
Okay.
And doing a reading for a lady that her son had actually taken his own life, you know.
Oh, wow.
And he was only very young at the time, but I could see vividly, you know, I could see the images that he was putting, as you just said to Holly there, the images that he was putting into my mind,
right.
And I could see vividly, you know, and it wasn't very nice at all.
That's an emotional type of reading for sure.
It is emotional because it's like when the images are there, you can't ignore them because they're not yours.
Right.
You can only pass on what's coming, and whether it's your thought or not. If it's your thought, then you should be able to separate your own thought.
Right.
It was a difficult one.
Well, yeah, I could understand that. It must be, you know, when you have a reading where, you know, somebody has passed on or they've taken their lives, that's quite a difficult
thing to look into.
Yeah, it's not easy, you know, for everybody concerned, for sure. Yeah.
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 But I got some good feedback. It's the feedback that sends us on our way, you know. I think that over the past couple of shows that we've done with yourself now, you know, the feedback has been fantastic. Yeah.
I mean, it's been okay. This is only my second time, so it's like. But so far, it's okay. You know, I'm a little nervous, but I just kind of dive into it, and I try to concentrate and focus, you know, focus my attention on the moment, and that's all you can do, you know.
It's not TV. It's not video. This is, you know, because nobody can see your knees knocking there, you know. So.
The sweat pouring down my face now. No.
Oh God! Every
no, 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 no.
Yeah. every reading I used to do was like the sweat was rolling out of me, my knees were knocking, you know, like, yeah. But right then, let's go to line two. Carolyn?
Okay. I think that someone is watching you on social media, but not in a bad way, just in a way that they just want to see.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Bryn?
Yes,
you?
Hi.
Oh, my Lord, I didn't know. I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was next.
Wow.
Who is it? What's your name?
This is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. Hi, how are
you? Hi. I'm happy to talk with you, Bryn.
Yeah, same here. And how, is there anything I could specifically help you with today? Or?
Yeah. Excuse me. What do you see between me and Aaron?
Aaron, okay. Carolyn. Let's see. I feel sometimes with Aaron and you, there's certain difficulties that come up. There's certain, differences of opinion, I want to say. Let's see. What's going on with Carolyn? I mean, also, though, I feel there's a kind of a smoothness also in the relationship. When I look at you, Carolyn, and Aaron in the future together, I feel, I don't know, I don't, let's see, hold on a second. What's going on with Carolyn? Has there been some impasse between you two, like an impasse?
Yep.
Seemingly? Because that's what I'm sensing, because when I put you, Carolyn, and Aaron together, I feel there's like a wall or an impasse lately. And, so what's going to happen? Okay, what's going to happen to Carolyn and Aaron? Carolyn and Aaron going to stay together? You know, it's almost like what I'm hearing is with this impasse that has occurred, it's time to, at the moment, stand back, both of you, stand away, because it's kind of like there's this major block between you two, I feel. And the only way that I'm hearing that this is going to be resolved is to kind of stand away from it for a bit. If I were to say, okay, are Carolyn and Aaron going to continue their relationship together, yes or no? Are Carolyn and Aaron in the future together? So what I get, there's going to be a rebounding, a coming back, but God, when I see the energy between you, Carolyn, and Aaron right now, it feels to stop. That's the word I get, stop. And take a break, stand away, you know, focus on something else for the moment. Because I don't feel it's good. I don't think it's going to go away from you, Carolyn, with Aaron. I don't feel it's going to disappear. If I were to say there's a definite red light between you, Carolyn, and Aaron, no. It's going to take a little time, to take some time to come about again. It's almost like going up, climbing up a slippery wall and coming out over the side again. So what I'm getting for guidance between you and Aaron, Carolyn, is to just be out of it for a moment, for a while. That's what I hear. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know the nature of this impasse, but it's definitely definitely this block has happened. So that's what I have to say about that. Is there anything ringing true about that. I mean, you said that there's an impasse, right?
Well, it all rings true. And I don't know. It was just a weird time in my life, and I was saying very weird things. Like, you know, he would say, I'm going to call you, and I'd say, I won't answer the phone. Shit. Mm-hmm. Excuse my language. I was just about to cuss.
That's okay. It's all right.
Poo-poo like that. That's what I was going to say, or that I did say. And so it was just back and forth stuff, you know. And now I think I figured this out. I think I figured how to go with this in a way where, and I was, you know, I want to have an opportunity to share that idea with Aaron.
I don't think it's over between you and Aaron. That's what I'm hearing, you know, as you're talking and as I was talking earlier. You know, as I'm hearing you, and then I hear your voice talking about him. I don't feel that it's not over between you and him. There's a realignment, rebounding, meeting against. But it seems like I said, this is a time for a quiet at the moment. Not a permanent thing, but it feels like it's what is needed at the moment, even though it doesn't, might not feel very good, you know, advice, but that's what I'm hearing. But definitely I don't feel it over. I don't sense it over. Right.
Excuse me, Bryn. Do you think that who will initiate the contact? Do you think he will?
Okay.
Or?
That's a good question.
Why don't you initiate the contact for me, Bryn? You could be the middle person.
Yeah, that's right. I'll just do my telepathic, prompting with one of you.
No, I'll
give you
the phone number. I'll give you the number.
I don't know. Okay, wait a minute. Let's see here.
Just say, it's not over, Aaron.
Yeah, that's a good. I like how you put that, Carolyn. I think I like how you put that. okay, but getting back to your question, that's a good question. Okay, so who's going to initiate?
3 minutes.
Who's going to initiate the contact? I think, you know, it's almost like I think you will at some point. You'll feel
oh,
it,
man,
right?
Oh, dear God. You know, okay.
But you'll feel right about it. You're not feeling right about it now because it's not the right time now. You're going to feel natural about it. But it's almost like he was on the same page. He was almost going to say, I was thinking the same thing of calling you. It would almost be a synchronous thing, but you're kind of going to beat him to it by 5 seconds. You're going to feel it's going to be natural at the time that it happens, right? Right now, of course, you're not in that space because it's kind of volatile, all right?
And it's America, land of the free. Nobody has to call anybody. You know, I don't have to call him.
You
don't
have
to.
I'm saying the potential is there where you will find that space where you'll flow into it and it'll feel right and you won't be stressed about it, you know?
Okay.
That's what I sense because it's something
not
over.
Drink a whole quart of scotch or something? I'm not a drinker. But just, all right, Aaron, here I am.
have some Budweiser beer. it's not over yet. It's not over, and I feel, you know, when you reconnect with Aaron again, Carolyn, I feel that you both will be able to clarify what went on. I think there'll be a clarification that'll come out of it, and a closer relationship. That's what I hear. It's not over. It's not over. It's just time to stop at the moment. Yeah.
I hear you, Bryn. Thank you. You're a good reader, Bryn, because you say a lot of stuff without me giving you any tips.
Thank you. Yeah.
So you hit a point that, yeah, you don't know. You're not general. You're not generalizing yet. You're not like,
no, I'm picking up the energy.
Look at the sunshine.
Where is that? Yeah.
Thank you, Brad.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, take it easy.
Thank you, Karen. Take it easy. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank
you, Carolyn. Alrighty. Right, we'll take one more call then before we go to bed. And then we'll take a break for a little bit of music then, I think. Okay, so just one more. Dee.
Oh, hey, Dee. Hi, Dee.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, clearly. How are you doing? It's good to hear you.
I'm doing good, thank you. I'm much better than how I was when we last spoke a couple of weeks back.
Yeah,
so
your voice
you
sounds stronger.
Okay.
There's a lot of more strength in your voice. Yeah, that's good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't have any questions. Is there any
that
Spirit has for me?
Let me see. Well, I get two words, good news. There's good news around you, and I feel that, it's almost like you've worked for it. You have put in the effort, whatever it is. It might have been associated to when we last talked, but you put in the effort to bring this good news about. And I feel that there's definitely still some challenges, or you had some challenges. What's surrounding Dave? What's going on?
Is it a good news that has happened, or is it about to happen, yet to happen?
I think it's good news that has happened, but also, if I were to say good news is coming for you, I feel that, and it's in bits and pieces, they say. Good news in little bits and pieces. It's almost like baby steps of good news coming. It's sort of like a gradation of things. But it's kind of in a bit, it's in a slow kind of pace, but it's coming. But I feel, between when we last talked and now, it's like they're telling me you put in a lot of good integrity and effort into the results that you're having now, the space that you're in now. So, and what they're saying is that you listened. What they're telling me is that you listen to your guidance. You were listening to your hunches, to your insight on things, or how to move this way or that way. I think it had to do with you relocating and having your son in a school, right? A certain school vicinity, as I remember.
That's right. That's right. So he got into a decent school, and I'm looking to buy a property which is in a broken down state, which needs to be demolished and built upon. It looks like a mammoth task, so I don't know whether I should be going ahead with it or just
yeah,
buying.
Let me look at that
a minute.
I'll take a look at that. I don't see a red light on this. I see it a slow development. Let's see. Okay, is this a good investment? Is this property a good investment for DBS? I'll be honest with you. It's a good investment, but there's going to be some hills to climb, is what I'm hearing. There's going to be, but you will climb them. If you keep to it, what they're saying is be patient with this project, because it's not, and as you probably know anyway, it's not an overnight thing, but the byword is patience. It's almost like at the moment I see where this project is, it's kind of like moving through mud a bit, like it's kind of like a slow start, but as things develop with this real estate property, there's going to be a turning point in several months. I see they're giving me about anywhere from 5 to 6 months where things start accelerating a bit more. But right now, it's where the hills are to climb. And if I were to say, okay, drop this project or not, no, don't drop it. I feel keep to it. But definitely there's some hills there. And I think you'll have some help in climbing these hills. There'll be some people and kind of energies coming in that will help you, you know, climb these hills in terms of the development of this real estate property, okay? So, and in a way, it's a good, this, there's some good things in it for you in terms of it's going to build your a certain strength in you, a certain stamina. So there's kind of a lot of pluses, you know, but the thing is, right now there's a kind of plodding kind of pace to it. But as it moves forward, it'll come to a point in terms of this real estate development project where things start really kind of the switch is turned, you know, the volume is up a little more, right? So it's going in gradations, okay? And so I would say stick with it. I don't say to abandon it, but be patient with it. Don't toil over it too much. Just, you know, accept the pace that it is now and go with the flow with it and just, you know, and welcome those hills. Because you'll get help in climbing those hills with this project.
Yeah. Will the buyer wait until I have the finance for it, the mortgage for it? Because the bank might want the planning permission to be approved, as in planning permission to be granted before they lend me money. That might take more than 2-3 months. Or maybe even more than 3 months. So will the buyer wait that long?
Is the buyer going to wait? Will the buyer wait?
Sorry, not the buyer, the seller.
The spender.
The seller. Will the seller will they wait until I have got the mortgage approved, because the bank might need planning permission to be approved.
Okay. I feel that he'll be patient. There might come a time. I think there might be a time where he will get a little, little antsy. But then you'll have you both will talk with each other. I get a feeling that he's going to wait till the mortgage comes through on it.
Right. And will I be able to get a self-built mortgage without having the planning permission approved? Because there are different kinds of lenders. Some banks give mortgage without the planning permission because that will take a long time. It can take 4 months or 3 months or more. So there are some banks that can give mortgage to just buy the property as is, and then we progress.
I think you might find some banks that do that. There are some banks around. I'm seeing one or two that you'll find that will do that. I mean, I do see it going forward, the big picture of it. And I think the details will take care of themselves. You know, it's not going to be an overnight thing, but I do feel that in the big picture of it, this project is going to turn a corner. You know, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, and the health decline that you saw, that's manageable, right, if I look after myself.
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
The health decline that you saw with the stress or whatever.
Yeah, no, you're going to get help. You're going to get help with these climbs. Yeah, and that might be in the form of something like with the bank or you know, I'm not very good on the technical things of real estate, but I'm getting the energies of really a lot of help coming your way in terms of conquering these challenges, you know?
Yeah. And when do you see the last question, when do you see the offer being accepted? I've made an offer and I'm negotiating.
Okay. When will the offer be accepted? I'm getting, let's see, when will the offer be accepted? I'm getting number two, it feels like, within a 2-month period of time. Could be sooner,
or
though.
Or maybe 2 weeks.
Could
be 2 weeks.
It could be two weeks because I was getting like something sooner than that. I usually get the numbers and then I get, it could be 2 weeks possible. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thanks
yeah,
a lot
you're
for
welcome.
The messages.
You're welcome, Dee. Yeah. Have a good one. Yeah.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Take care.
Right, let me try that little break then.
Okay.
And we'll take some music. We might play a couple. I don't know yet. We've got 1:18 on the clock. And we're halfway through because that was line three. And there's three more people there in the call queue with Laura being on line six this evening. Calling from the hangout, it would seem. Okay, right. Nice clear line, however. So we'll take some more of the Beach Boys. Let's see what we have for you. Let's see what I say. But, okay. So we're going to have a look at my list. And we came in with that track, Kokomo. And we're going to have this one there. Yeah.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
Song for in a pub, any? I get around. We're banned from the pubs here in the UK at the minute because they're not open. So they're hoping to get back to normal soon. But the last time that they were open, before they went into a second lockdown, they were serving You know, you got to put your mask on to go in and all that. Do the hand thing and everything, you know. And then I said, right, are you going to be sitting in, sir? Are you going to be sitting outside? Well, of course, we had some people with us that were in the car, and they chose to sit outside. So they give you a plastic container with your beer in. And these containers are very, very thin, you know. And you're like trying to, yeah. Come on. It's hard enough to hold a glass. And somebody comes at you the other way, and you're trying to get out the way. And I was thinking, come on. I wanted to drink this beer, not spill it all over me. You know, yeah. So here you go, the Beach Boys. We'll have a bit more of that. And we've got some nice tracks coming up for you. I think you'll enjoy them. Right. So then, bring back online and see where we are. And we should be with Martha.
Hey, hello. Hi, Martha.
Oh, she's gone.
Hello.
Okay. Martha, you've hung up. She's gone. I do it all the time, Bri. I do it all the time. Yeah, especially when you're on a mobile device. Oh, gosh, you know, that little button in the middle. And it's supposed to swipe to the side, and I keep hitting the button in the middle, and instead of answering the call, I hang it up. And my son's tried to show me how to use a mobile, but gosh, can I get used to it? So, Martha, I don't know whether you're going to be calling back or not, but your call has suddenly disappeared. Right then. Where are we going then? Right, that was Martha line 4. So what we'll do, we'll go to Catherine on line 5.
Hello.
Oh.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. Nice to have you on the other side of the show.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Your voice.
Another experience for sure. So, how can I help you today?
I would like to ask about just kind of the month of April, new things coming in.
Okay.
Not just romantic relationship, but like new friends,
right.
Work, things like that.
All right. Let's see. So when I put you, Martha, in April, I feel that there's something in April you're going to come to a conclusion about. It's almost like a decision is going to be made about your life and your purpose, so that could mean career choice. I feel that what comes up for you, Martha and April, is some new beginnings, it's almost, once again, I'm hearing decision. You're going to decide on a new choice for career, new option.
It'll be a solid, clear choice.
Yeah, a clear choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I feel like in this month, like March, when I put you, Martha, in this month of March, I feel...
Are you saying Martha?
I'm sorry. Catherine.
That's fine.
When I put you, Catherine, in this month of March, I feel that, you know, it's almost like I get the words not ready yet, and then when I put you, Catherine, in the month of April, I feel there's a clarity, there's a vision that comes to you, It's almost like I see your third eye opening up more, and I feel that the choices are clear. You're going to come to a decision. There's a lot of creativity in you, I feel. There's a creative aspect, almost like artistic. Do you have something to do with the voice at all, like voice or something? I'm not sure. But I feel, so let me keep going with April. Okay, Catherine and April, where is Catherine and April? And I feel, you know, when I put you, Catherine, and April, I feel that there's a lot of, in terms of relationship, new friends, that's coming later on in the year. I feel I'm being put into May, June period in terms of new relationships and friends coming, especially actually the end of April into the first of, like the first week of May. I feel there's like friendships. I get the word friendships coming, like the end of April into May, new friendships. And let me just still focus on April for, okay, what else for Catherine and April? They're telling me stepping stones. So I feel that once you make a decision, there's this decision you're going to make about your path, you're going to take, there's going to be some stepping stones, and it's almost like a spiral staircase going up and up and up. And I feel, because I feel this decision is coming from your heart, you know, instead of your head, you know, and there's a lot of pink energy around it, like you know, heart energy. So I feel it has to do with something creative. And let me look at your finances in April. Let's see. Okay. How are Catherine's finances in April? Okay. Good finances for Catherine in April. No, so the finances actually start increasing more in June. The finances are not bad in April, but I see June as a time where the finances really blossom forth, kind of May into June, like the middle of May into June. I feel the finances are more of an increase, and there's a lot of fruition there. There's a lot of fruition between the mid-May into June. It's almost like April is the beginning of making the decision and taking those steps to unite with that vision and materialize it. And then the friendships come in at the end of April into May. And there's a lot, okay, between April and June, actually, there's a lot going on. There's movement, there's the decision in April, there's friendships at the end of April into May.
I'm moving.
And then,
I'm actually physically moving in May.
Okay. Yeah, let's see.
So that you're on the track. Yeah.
Right. Let's see. Where is Catherine this move in May? Yeah, it's almost like a new grounding, a feeling of new groundingness. I feel this place that you're going to move to, Catherine, is it gives you a sense of stability and and I want to say safety. I don't know why that comes in, but a feeling of safety and stability.
Maybe more emotional, yeah.
Yeah, grounded, like a groundedness, which is the stability, because it feels like a very grounding place where you're going to move to.
Great.
I do feel good things coming ahead. And like I say, March now for you, it's kind of, you know.
3 minutes.
Kind of a waiting period, you know, but it's going forward in certain steps.
Underground.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But April, things start clarifying. Like I definitely see your third eye opening more in April, for sure. Yeah. And let me see what else.
Sounds like spring.
Yeah, exactly. Let me see what else is coming for you, because we have a few minutes here. Okay, hold on. Let's see.
I'd like to do a quick
trip
before I move. I'd like to do, like, just enjoy some relaxation before all that.
Right.
All that movement.
Let's see. Okay, this little trip for guys. Kind of going to make a small trip.
2 minutes.
Yeah, I feel that coming. I'm not sure when. Just a kind of vacation, right?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of being around the water? Are you thinking being around?
Yeah,
like a,
that's
like
funny. I'd like to. Yeah, like a lake, a mountain,
yeah.
Lake.
I see
like
a
that.
Lake or a waterfall, actually, like a lake.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, because this small trip you're going to take definitely has some fluid in it. Some water. Yeah, and it feels like it could be a week or a weekend or something, take a week off. But do you swim? I see swimming, any kind of
I
swimming.
I love
mm-hmm. So I see you possibly swimming there, like
putting
on your bathing cap and swimming.
I don't know about a cap, but
you don't need the cap. In it.
1 minute.
So... yeah, but it looks good. I think going forward, definitely more clear vision, and then the finances and the friendships and the move to a grounding place, because I see a lot of stone. I see stone there, like stones, or
like granite. Maybe,
yeah, it feels like granite, granite.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're giving me the vision of like granite, like boulders or something or stone.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Anyway, I hope that helps.
Great. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. That was very nice. And
thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, take care.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, we should go from 5 to 6, but we ain't. We're going back to 4 because Martha has rejoined us. Okay. Oh,
okay.
Right. Martha.
Hello.
Hi, Martha. Hi. How are you? This is
Hi. Nice. Good. How
Hi.
Are you?
Okay. Not too bad. Yeah. So how can I help you today?
I was wondering what you pick up from Spirit about my love life and or career.
Okay. Martha's love life. Okay. I feel that, in terms of your love life, Martha, I feel that it feels like you're around somebody at the moment. Is that for sure? Is that, or somebody you're considering that you've been looking at?
There's many. I'm not many, but I just got out of a breakup, so I'm just now starting to date.
Right. Because I didn't see you totally alone at the moment. There's, energies around you. When I look at any relationship coming up for Martha in terms of romantic, any romantic relationships coming up for Martha? Well, okay, I'm being taken to May, June period of time in terms of a relationship coming up. If I were to look at April for a relationship... maybe some dates, but I'm being moved to the month of May and June in terms of a relationship. I see maybe 2 or 3 choices there, actually,
that you can choose
from in May. It's almost like you'll be able to pick and choose. door number 1, door number 2, or door number 3.
Yeah.
That's when the relationships, the romance comes in for you in the May-June period of this year. And there's the word fruition. So there is fruition in the choice that you choose to make of who you choose to be with. Because there's definitely... it feels like more than one choice, and I do feel you'll follow your heart, you follow your heart, the wisdom of your heart, they're saying the wisdom of your heart will tell you which one is the stable one for you, because there is a gentleman there amongst this group of men that I feel will have a strong energy that you will feel good about. Because I see like three men, but this one will stand out, and I sense that you'll go for this one, which will feels like the right choice for me, for you. But it's not till that time, you know, in the May June period.
Yeah, I agree.
yeah. And in terms of your career, let's see. Okay, Martha's career. Have you been? It feels like you've been considering a change, like in your career, or thinking of options.
Only because I was furloughed and then let go from my
job
with COVID, and so now it's been a year. So I'm like, I waited for them to call me back, and I'm now considering 100% doing something else.
Yeah. It's almost like I feel you're considering. You're considering something else, but not too far away from what you're doing. It's almost like I feel, okay, so what I'm going to ask is, okay, when is Martha going to work? When will Martha find a job? Is Martha going to work? Okay, I hear within, and I underline the word within, a two-month period of time, and I'm really underlining the word within. I don't feel you're going to have to wait 2 months, but it's within 2 month period of time that you're going to find a job. You're going to find work, and I feel. Let's see. Is Martha going to enjoy this work that she's going to be in?
Yes. See, that's my big question. Will I enjoy it?
Yeah. Is Martha going to enjoy her new position? I think you'll be. It's almost like I think the next thing you're going to be go into is something that will I hear will be adequate. I don't think it's going to be. I'm hearing at the end of the year there's something coming for you that's going to be something that's really good. But I feel in the meantime there's something coming for you just in terms of the monetary, and it's not going to be totally bad in terms of. You know, you're disliking it, but it's not going to be the thing. I feel that in terms of you turning your career around in a different direction, I feel that's coming more like in the end of the year, around October, November. But I feel that this, you know, in terms of a job coming, it's within a two-month period of time, and I feel it's going to be adequate. It's not a bad energy, really. It's going to be adequate for the time, and it's going to give you some grounding and stability, okay? That's what I hear.
It ends the drought, the job.
Yeah, it ends the drought, and it'll give you time. It'll give you, you know, you'll be out of the drought, and you'll be able then to really focus on, make a list of something, of ideas that you want to do, like, you know, and I think it'll be a good anchor for you, right? You know?
Yeah.
That's what I hear, yeah.
I applied to my old job that I worked at before, the one that fired me, and I was wondering I never heard back from them,
okay.
Or I just gave them my resume. I was wondering,
Are you going to hear back from your old job?
Yeah.
Is Martha going to hear back from her old job?
If you need the name,
I don't see you hearing back from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, the guides say don't go there. Don't go.
Three.
That's
minutes.
What I think. I don't think it's going to be great. Back, but it would be easy for me. But I don't think it's the best idea.
Yeah, no, I really got a don't go back to it. No, it's like it's like trying to put on old clothing that you don't need to put on anymore. You know, that kind of thing. That's the feeling I get. I really got a strong say not go. So, but I feel what's coming, you know, within this 2 month period of time, it is going to be fine. You know, it's going to be fine. It's not the thing for, you know, that's going to light
that
your spot. But it'll
exactly.
be something out of the drought, like you said. Yeah, which is what you need right now, you know?
Yeah. I would love to have – I didn't want to be let
go.
COVID happened. But,
yeah. Right.
And it was designer retail, so.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy that job?
I loved it.
Yeah, wow, yeah. Yeah, I just
That's
don't
what
see
we're sad
it going.
About.
I don't see going back to it for some reason. It doesn't seem that it's going to happen. But I feel this next job, you'll enjoy it. It's going to be adequate. That's the word I get, and that's not a bad word. I get a good feeling about this type of adequate for you.
Yeah,
you know?
I understand.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
You understand?
Because there's bad adequate.
Right, there's bad adequate, and there's something that's just is going to help be very helpful to you in terms of adequate.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
Oh, you're
welcome.
Thank
you for taking my call back after my call got dropped. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
One minute.
Yeah.
Are we finished? Or
yeah, well, we have 1 minute, so let me see if there's anything that comes up.
With my ex, what is his mindset now?
Okay, Martha's ex. What's going on with Martha's ex? He's complicated. I feel that he's moving forward, but he's regretting. There's some regrets that he has. In terms of the relationship, that he could have done something different, ex, I feel. There's sadness there. It's hard. It's kind of hard for him to let go. I feel that there's been a hard time for him to let go of it in terms of he's not ready to let go. I mean, you're not seeing each other, but inwardly, it's not easy for him letting go. I don't know if he does any kind of drinking or at all, but
he does weed all the time, like hardcore.
Yeah, because I see alcohol. I see some drinking to kind of medicate.
Maybe,
know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I could see that too.
Yeah.
I went through a hard time, but I'm now trying to get up.
Yeah.
It was so bad for me that I'm in the letting go, starting to let go, which it's still hard, but.
Right. I think for some men, it's harder to let go than for some women, I think. On some level.
It was hard for me in the beginning. I went through a bad time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I hear you. Yeah. But yeah, it's not all roses for him right now. You know, when I kind of tune into your ex, he's sad. There's a sadness there. There's definitely a sadness. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm picking up on a sad energy around him. But you know, that's what happens in a breakup, right?
Yeah, you know? It is, right? It happened for me.
It's the
I
process.
Just think I processed it harder. I'm a Pisces, so there's no getting around it.
I hear you. Yeah, no, it's a process. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you. This was a wonderful reading.
Oh, you're welcome, Martha. Take it easy.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Martha. Okay. She found a way back to us. Sometimes what happens if you drop the call and then you're fumbling because you can't remember the number. I've done that myself. Where did I put that number? Where did I move it go?
Where did it go?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. Okay. Right then, Laura.
Hi, Bryn.
Hello. What's your name? I'm sorry.
Laura.
Oh, hey, Laura. Hi, how you doing? Good to hear you.
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. How can I help you?
I just want to know what you see for me around any changes coming.
Okay. I like that question. Let's see. Any changes coming up for Laura? Once again, I get the number two for you as well. What changes are coming up for Laura? I see changes in your finance coming for you, Laura. It feels like within a 2 week period of time, 2 or 3 week period of time, it feels there's a better, they're telling me there's a better role of finances coming as the months go on in terms of a 2 week period of time. What else? What changes are coming for Laura? There, also, I feel. Let's see. Any changes? I'm being drawn to the end of the year. In terms of other changes, I feel like when I see Laura, like around September, October, November, I feel that. There's kind of a new, there's almost like a new you coming out. I feel like a rebirth they're saying like a selfhood, like there's like between now and the end of the year, you're going through a kind of inner growth cycle, I feel. And I feel there's a lot of blossoming coming forth, like, September, October, November, in terms of a heart opening and relationships is what I hear. Do you have any specific questions, like in any categories at all?
Well, with regards to the finances, there's going to be an improvement. Are they saying how? Is it like with a different job or something?
Yeah, let's see. Right. How are Laura's finances? It almost like it feels like a promotion or some kind of a promotion coming in terms of the finances. Like there's been like a stopgap in some kind of area in the work you do, or more clients, or it feels like more of something that increases the finances. There's like a more of a flow of work that increases the finances. That's what I'm hearing. I'm not quite sure what kind of work you do, but it feels like, you know, when I look at like finances in the month of April for Laura, it's more like at the end of April into May that your finances, let's see, I'm not getting anything clear here. Hold on. Sorry.
Am I going to have to work overtime, so I'm going to have more hours? Is probably how I'll...
It feels like a volume of work, more volume of work comes in. So it could mean like overtime. You know, because it feels like there's more work coming to you
I'm a contract worker and I get paid by the hour.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if that means I'm going to be working overtime and get putting in more hours, thereby getting more money.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me, because it definitely feels like more something, more work, more hours. It's more of something that gives you more money, right? So if you're a contact worker, it's more hours. So it could mean more overtime, you know, coming to you. I feel the good thing is that it's an increase. I don't see the finances going down. I feel the finances improving especially around mid-April, like a mid-April timeline, it feels like to me. That's what I'm seeing in terms of finances. And like you said, if you're a contract worker, it means more hours, right?
Right.
Yeah. So it's got to be, in your case, it's got to be more hours given to you to increase the finances. Yeah. I mean, I don't see a decrease in the finances. I just so see it more leveling up, you know, and you feeling more comfortable, less anxiety and, you know, trying to figure out what bill to pay next kind of thing, you know. But, yeah, that's what I see. I mean, it feels good to me, you know.
Okay, and do you see me making a move into my own house anytime this year?
Yeah, I like that question. Let's see. Okay, is Laura going to be moving into... That comes, I feel the move into your own house comes in... It feels like within a six-month period of time. It feels like half a year, I got to be honest with you, in terms of your own house. It could be 3 to 6 months is what I'm hearing, a move into your own house, into your own abode. I do see that definitely happening, but it seems like within a 3 to 6 month period of time, and it feels like it doesn't feel too far away from where you live right now, but it feels in a more, a less urban place. I don't know. It feels like more in a kind of a place that's close to a city or a town, but more in, it has some space around it. That's what I feel. But I do feel.
Is it the same where I live now, or is
3 minutes?
A different state? Okay. Well.
Or is it the same state where I'm living?
Yeah. I feel it's within the same state. Yeah. It feels like the same state to me. It could be close to another state, but it seems within the border. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And I think I'm going to be moving probably within 3 to 6 months, did you say?
Yeah, it feels, when I see you in your house, Laura, I feel like it's within a 3 to 6 month period of time. Doesn't feel anything sooner than that, though. I mean, things can change, but that's how I'm seeing it, you know.
I'm not at right now for the money-wise.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
2 minutes.
But definitely the house is coming. I mean, I don't see kind of any red lights on, like, oh, no way is Laura going to have her own house. No, there's definitely a house coming for you. It's on the plate there. It's in the process of a 3 to 6 month period of time is what I feel.
Bryn, do you see me on this contract until the end of the year?
Is Laura going to be on that contract until the end of the year? I see with it for the next 4 months. I see it could be 4 or 6 months. This contract that you're on, yeah.
So July, you think, June or July?
Yeah, July. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. But like I said at the beginning, I see your finances are not getting smaller. I see an increase. I see the frequency getting higher, you know?
Right, but if the contract ends in June or July...
Well, then it must be something being picked up after that, then.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't see a division. I don't see a decrease.
Thank you so much for reading.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, no problem. Have a good one.
All right, take care.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks. Bye, Ken.
Thank you. Right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take another little piece of music, maybe two, because we got 40 minutes left of this time, and we want to fill it, if possible. I know Donna is there with us at the moment, but it'd be nice if we got another couple of callers, because 40 minutes, yeah, it's kind of at least two more callers we need to complete a two-hour show. So if you're out there, call during the music. Eh? Yeah? So we've played two lovely tracks already for you. And we're going to play some more. And you'll like this one, because I do. Well, that's going to be one of my favourites, that one. You know, I think that's the thing. Now, when you're courting and you're looking back at the time when you were courting, and you know when your girl says yes, that moment, you know, it's that part where I almost cried. You do actually get a tear in your eye, you know. You do, if you are truly there and you are truly in love with somebody, it happens, believe me. That one certainly has a meaning. So there you go, nice one, isn't it? We've got a couple more coming up. Maybe we'll take Donna now, because and then if we don't get another caller while we're taking Donna's call, then we will finish the show with some music, perhaps. Yeah. So let's see what happens. Okay, bring Brim back online, and we have Donna.
Well, thank you, Ken. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Donna. How are you?
I've spoken to you before. How are you?
Okay. Not too bad. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad
to
hear that.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I just wanted to know. Yeah, really. I wanted to know about
relationship coming up for me because I feel positive. There was one fellow I liked. I was going to give him my card. I went back, and sure enough, he wasn't there anymore. So that was the end of that one.
Okay.
I wanted to go. Do you see someone else
coming up? Let's see. All right. Let's see. Relationships for Donna. So I'm getting like around the first week of May.
Oh.
Relationship possibility coming up. That came in pretty fast. Because if I look at April relation, any kind of romantic relationship for Donna in April. No, they say in April it's preparation time. It's like you're preparing.
Okay.
The word I get preparing, and then when I look at May in terms of relationships, I see a man there. I see a good potential boyfriend. This man has, I feel he has dark hair. It's dark, short dark hair. And I'm definitely getting like around the first week or second, like the first week. I was getting May 3rd, I don't know. I never get the exact dates, but for some reason I was hearing May 3rd in terms of a relationship. So I'm looking at the month of May as a good fruition time for a relationship. Let me put it this way. If I were to say that Donna is going to be alone in the rest of 2021. No. In fact, there is potential. I gotta be honest with you. There's potential for a relationship starting that could gradually develop into matrimony.
Oh my! Okay.
Yeah. So there's that potential there, and I'm not quite sure if it's the May 3rd one. It could be farther on into the year. But that came up when I asked about you, being alone or not in the rest of the year. But it said there's the matrimony energy there. So I definitely feel good things are coming. I feel like April for relationships is more like it's almost like coming out of I don't know why they give it, coming out of the grave or something, coming out of underground. And then preparing. It's weird. It's like I get these kind of images. And it's like a preparation time to sort of uncover the heart, uncover the some of the stuff that is leaving you. It's almost like, okay, what's happening in April for Donna? Okay, where is Donna in April? Yes, it's kind of in April. They're saying you're moving out of a kind of closet or closed state, and it may have to do with when a caterpillar is in a cocoon and then it comes out of that closet of the cocoon, it comes out. So it's kind of like that's the process you're in. Now from, beginning of April, which is where we're in now, pretty much into the end of April and then into May. So it's a preparation time for the relationships in May. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'll get prepared then.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And anything else, or maybe I can just pick up on something.
Yeah, just like, whatever you're picking up, please, Bren.
Okay, let's see, what's going on with, I feel what's going on around you now, Donna, I feel that you're making some decisions about money or finances, or have you been,
mm-hmm.
have been thinking about investments, like investing? Any kind of,
I don't really have any money for that, but
okay, but just in your thoughts,
kind of hand them out.
Yeah,
I mean, one day I will.
Because I feel that potential is in you to at some point make investments. So let's see, finances. Okay, our finances. So I feel the finances for you Let's see. Our finances are going to get better. So, yeah, once again, May is another time where things are in fruition for you in terms of better finances. Your finances in April are steady, I want to say. There's a more of a steadiness.
Okay.
If they were kind of a little steep in March, I feel, you know, like the finances in March compared to the finances in April, I feel April is going to start moving a little more closer to stability, to like some kind of groundedness. You'll feel a little more grounded in your finances in April. And that kind of happens in the kind of the middle part of the second week of April. I feel things start kind of changing in your finances where you feel a little less stress about finances. Yeah, and then come May time, your finances, things really start opening up for you in May. You know, it's like the relationships and you know, and the finances are, I feel, you know, I see this kind of image of green grass and your feet on the grass, you know, feeling grounded on the earth. So that's the kind of image I have for May for you in terms of finances. So I think a lot of things happen in May for you in terms of, you know, more stability. Let's see, what else is going on with Donna? Let's see. Okay, what's surrounding Donna? So it's interesting. I feel you have some, let's see, what's surrounding Donna? There's, so sometimes I pick up on animal guides. There's like an antelope. I want you to look up the meaning of antelope because there's like an antelope guide around you. There's like, it has like, I don't know if antelopes have horns, but this kind of has like almost like a kind of a horn on it. But it's a guide, but I don't quite sure what the meaning of antelope means. But you can look online under the spiritual meaning of antelope, and it might click for you. Because I was just asking, okay, what's surrounding Donna at this time? And let's see, what else? Okay, do you have any messages for Donna? Any messages for Donna? Oh, that's interesting. Okay, what's this message for Donna? Is there, I don't know if there's like a relative or something to do with the Bible. I don't know if
my brother-in-law, he teaches Bible studies every week and
okay.
And I've listened in on Zoom before with him. Yeah.
Okay.
He's a real good friend of mine.
Okay. So the Bible reference, I feel, you know, whether you're conscious of it or not, that some of the sayings of the Bible that you're hearing from your brother is actually helping a lot.
Good.
Like, there's like certain things that are seeping into your subconscious. Because I was hearing the Bible around you, and there's a lot of power in that book for you. I mean, I'm not per se a Bible thumper, but I respect the Bible, but I was picking up that there's a lot of there's like the Lord's Prayer. There's you know, though I walk through the valley of the shadow
the Psalms,
of death, I will fear no evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Psalm 23, that's another good one for you. But they're saying keep with the Bible, keep with the what your brother's talking. Yeah, it's giving you strength. It's giving you some
definitely
some spirituality. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
to lean on
God.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Right. Right. Let's see what else.
3 minutes.
Okay. Anything else? Any other messages?
This girl, Michelle, I had a lot of problems with her. It's somebody that I knew 30 years ago, and she came back into my life, and oh, my gosh, she was real bad. And is it all over with now?
Yeah. So oh. Don and Michelle, what's going on with Don and Michelle? Yeah, I just say stay away from her, you know.
Oh, yeah, I blocked her, and then she had her friends calling me and impersonating someone else, and now
oh, really?
I haven't heard from her. Yeah, I haven't heard from her in 8 days, so that's good. That's a good sign, eight
yeah,
days.
Yeah, let me just look at this. Okay, is Donna going to hear from Michelle again? No, I don't feel you, Donna, will hear from Michelle again.
Good, thank
you
God.
You know what?
2 minutes.
This is what I'm thinking about, Michelle. There's something about your energy that she likes. There's something about your,
Yeah, because I'm scared of her, and she, like, abuses me emotionally and everything, and just terrible.
Yeah, there's something about your energy that she, I don't know if she's, like, a energy sucker or something, like but there's something, I don't feel any further danger for you from Michelle, Donna.
Good.
But there's something about you that attracts her, you know.
Oh.
Well,
you know, we were friends.
I don't know why. I want to say it might be an unconscious past life thing.
I don't know. Maybe she likes me or something. I thought out she was gay, and I'm not gay, and, you know, it just, that's
one
me too.
1 minute.
Yeah, because there's an attraction there. I got to be honest with you. From her end, you know.
Yeah, from her end, I think.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's for sure. And if I were to say she's going to quit trying to get in touch with you, she's not going to be much of a trouble anymore. But she hasn't quite got on the quitting thing yet.
Mm-mm.
But I don't think you're going to. I would just, you know, don't feel threatened because I don't think it's going to be too severe, you know.
Okay, and I'm just not going to take any, I have her blocked.
Yeah. But
mm-hmm.
But there's something about that, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, that's good to know, yeah.
Yeah.
Move on
so
from that. Oh, yeah.
You don't need
experience.
Toxicity in your life anymore.
Oh, no, it's very toxic, yeah. Forget that, yeah. Clear my brain,
in fact,
go to the beach.
That's where the Psalm 23 would be good, you know.
Okay.
That's a good prayer for her, for you to say.
Yeah, I'll listen to that today.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bryn. I appreciate you taking the time out for this. And,
oh, you're welcome.
Have a rest of the day, wonderful day, okay?
Yeah, same to you. Yeah, take care.
All right.
Thank you, Donna.
Bye. Yes.
Thanks, Donna. Right then. For now, we're on our last. We have Queen.
Hi, Bryn. Welcome back.
Hi. Oh, I just forgot your name. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It may not even be relevant. Maybe I won't even say it. We'll just see what you get,
no.
And I'll ask some questions. Or do you have to have it? You
no,
gotta
I,
have my
I want,
name.
No, I want your name. I'm sorry. I feel bad.
It's my name. But anyway, it's Queen.
Oh, Queen. Yeah, that's right. Queen. Okay. Sorry. Okay. No, it helps. It helps to have the name.
I understand.
So how can I help you today, Queen?
You tell me. What you got? What comes
okay.
for you? I'll ask questions if I feel it.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Well, I see those books again, the books that you're working on. I think we talked about the
yes.
books. Yeah, and
yes.
there's like three books. Either they're not all here yet, but I see three books.
Okay.
There's one that really stands out that it might be the one you're working on or it might be, in fact, it might be the second one. That you'll be working on, because there seems to be a lot of energy with that one. But I do feel it's the right thing to keep going on them. And I think when you write these books, it gives you a lot of healing.
True.
Yeah, it gives you an outlet. It gives you putting on the words on paper and the description that the words give of whatever situation or incident or experience that you've had. It brings it out into the open, and it has a healing effect for you when you write the words. Right. And so, yeah, just keep going on that. And let's see what else. Let's see, any messages for Queen? Oh, this is interesting. When I ask a message for Queen, I feel there's you have a connection to I see lavender around you, but I also see like the fairy realm, you know, like the fairies, like the nature spirits.
I grow lavender. I grow a lot of lavender.
Yeah, because I can smell it around you. And the fairies, the lavender fairies, kind of welcome you. They it's funny that, you know, since your name is Queen, they say Fairy Queen, you know. So, but yeah, so definitely you have this connection to lavender, and the nature spirits are working with you on your lavender cultivation, and actually also. Another aspect of you growing this lavender is a therapeutic thing for you too as well. It's very the spirit of the lavender, the spirit of the plant, is imbues you with peace and relaxation and good feelings, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and let's see. Let's see, what else? What's going on? Anyway, what's surrounding Queen? I also see, I'm seeing another spirit, animal spirit. There's an owl around you, owl. Now, the owl is like a very mystical animal. It's definitely an owl around you, an animal owl guide. And it's the ability to see in the dark, see in the darkness. You might want to look up owl, but I know that much about it, that it has, like, great wisdom. It can turn its head 360 degrees around in one turn, you know. So
right.
It has the ability to see all aspects. It can see in the dark. It sees through the darkness. So, and this bird is very prevalent with you. He's kind of perched on a branch. So he's a guide, and so, you know, maybe look up also more about the owl would be a good idea.
Okay.
And do you have any questions at all? Any specific
questions?
Well,
I'm just going to add something and see what happens. Yesterday when I went out, I got out and I thought I wanted to put a fragrance on, but I didn't. So I was going into Home Depot, and I was looking at some plants first. So there was some lavender there, and I rubbed the rosemary, which I grow, and I put it on for fragrance. I just rubbed my hands on it. Then
I put
the lavender,
you know.
So that was my fragrance for the day. And with that said, I have much lavender, and I sometimes give it to my people who buy my jewelry,
okay.
as an extra thing. So anything you get around fragrances in me and business and...
Oh, yeah. Like in terms of making your own fragrances? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
The combination of the rosemary and lavender, which I never thought of until yesterday, was a nice blend.
Wow, that does sound interesting because I know those two blends. Let's see. Okay, because Queen. You know, it's interesting. I feel you could make a little business out of making your own oils, but it's almost like they're telling me it's not time yet. It's weird. It's not okay. The time. Yeah, it's like I'm hearing in several months. There's something about timing with it. I don't know why, but it's like I'm not seeing it at the moment.
I'm not in a rush to do it, so that makes sense. It's
yeah.
It's just, you know, possibility.
Right. But I do see that you have a talent for blending. I think you can have it. You have a talent for blending the oils, you know, like having the ability to make up your own fragrances and maybe, you know, perfumes and that type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah, but it seems like I'm getting, it's funny, I'm getting like the end of the year, like something in the fall for some reason. And it might be something that'll come along, that you might take a small course in it or something like a little added kind of, sort of class in making your own oils or essential oils or that type of thing. Not sure.
You know, in terms of courses, though, you told me last time that I was going to be taking a course. You said it's going to be a little ways away, but I was gifted a class.
Oh, okay.
And I just finished it, and it was with some women of my caliber or aspiring to be of my calendar, and then some I could learn from. So whatever you get around that, because, yeah, whatever you get around that.
Yeah, so this is a course? This is a course you took?
Yes. And it was a gift to me, too.
Wow.
A stranger gifted it to me. It was something I wanted, but a stranger gifted it to me.
I think that, you know, when I see you in this course that you took, and it was like with a lot of, let's see, okay. This course that. So what I'm hearing about it is that follow through with what you learned from it, follow through. I think you made some connections with the people in there too. You made
a lot of connections.
Yeah, yeah. And they want you, the spirits, the guides want you to follow through with what you learned, but also keep connected to those people. That you met there, it's almost like they don't want the workshop to end where it officially ended, you know, in terms of the 3D reality. But it's like it's almost like utilize what you learned in the workshop, like keep it going, like keep the workshop going, is what I hear.
That makes sense. Actually, I intend to draw in from them and include them into where I'm going, allow them
yeah.
to be a part of where I'm going.
They're almost like there's like a kind of sisterhood, like a sister kind of, right?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect, because the word sister is a strong chant that is spoken. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, so I think that this is a good community for you, like a community of people that you met, and from what you learned in it too. So it's like a double type of a benefit, right?
Yeah.
So.
Thank you.
Anyway, I hope that helps.
It did, and I hope that it, you know. My confirmations are helping you to keep you coming back. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Queen. All right.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
I will. You too. Thanks, Ken.
Bye. Thanks.
Thank you, Queen. Okay. Right. We're going to wrap it up. Bryn, because it's like Queen being the last call at the moment, and we've got 10 minutes. If somebody were to call, they could get in now, but I think what we're going to do is we've got two pieces of music. We're going to finish with both of them, ladies and gents. So big thanks to Bryn for joining me once again this week. I think Bryn's back with us now in 2 weeks' time, if I'm not mistaken. So we're going to finish up with our last two pieces of music here. And I think we'll start with this one.
I was out in a boat that was gently afloat when the wind started blowing on me. When the wind starts blowing, you better get going. You don't fight the sea. My blood's running cold, 'cause my life is on hold. 4 years I've been adrift on the sea. wishing, hope, and pray it might come true.
Broadcasting live online across the internet. This is Psychic Choice Radio.